This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Progress has been made on the pork facility registrations for China. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Registrations for more than 750 beef and pork facilities, allowing them to continue to export to China, expired on Sunday, leaving questions about market access for U.S. red meat processors. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that the pork facility registrations were updated over the weekend, maintaining access for more than $1 billion in product annually.
GAC, which stands for the China's General Administration of Customs, updated more than 360 pork facilities and cold storages that had either expired in February or were set to expire on Sunday, March 16th. So this is extremely significant. This gives us assurances that pork facilities approved to export to China can continue to do so regardless of their production dates. And if you look at the pork variety meat side in particular, China by far is our largest destination for those items. And if there was any interruption of business, the potential loss is between $8 and $10 per head per hog slaughtered.
On the beef side, exporters are still waiting for those facility registrations to be renewed, though the pork facility updates are encouraging.
We do not have any update or any word on the status of the 390 beef facilities with the March 16th expiration. And there was one plant from mid-February as well. Their registrations have not been updated by GAC. So for the time being anyway, these plants can only ship to China with product that was produced prior to March 16th. We're very appreciative of all the support and help from USDA and USTR.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.